Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Hall. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dick Hall. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Sadowski. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sadowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion strikes out. One out. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio strikes out. Two outs. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Sadowski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sadowski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cunningham moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell bunts towards first. Gentile fields the ball and throws to Hall covering. Safe. Cunningham moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cunningham scores. Robinson scores. Maxwell moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Smith moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maxwell scores. Smith scores. Hershberger moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herbert hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sadowski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Sadowski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hansen for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landreth for the out. Two outs. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hall moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hershberger. The throw from Landreth and he is safe. Hershberger steals second. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hershberger moves to third. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herbert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gentile for the out. Snyder moves to second. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Sadowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt who is chasing the ball. Cunningham reaches third base with a triple. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog pinch hits for Ron Hansen. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-2 in the game. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sadowski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair now playing shortstop. Marv Breeding now playing second base. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Landis pinch runs for Charlie Maxwell. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis moves to second. Sammy Esposito pinch runs for Al Smith. Wes Stock now pitching. Charlie Lau now catching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-3 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Landis moves to third. Two outs. Kamkarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kamkarian is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kamkarian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing center field. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Mike Hershberger now playing right. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Nicholson pinch runs for Charlie Lau. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kamkarian settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.